Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Colton Wildcat basketball now. And first, girls coach Kurt Heisler joins us. The Lady Wildcats, 10-12 a season ago. And coach, a lot of players that you'll miss. Certainly three senior starters that played big roles for you on your team. But you do have a handful of players back that have some varsity experience. So I guess just kind of catch us up a little bit from where we left off a year ago. Were you pleased with what you were able to get done during the summer and kind of in the off season overall for your basketball program?
Yeah. First of all, thanks, Justin. Appreciate you guys and all you do, the Holton Channel and KNZ8, helping us out with our basketball program and promoting our kids. We had a good season last season, made it to the sub-state finals and played a really good Wamego team. And we have four players that returned this year that have varsity experience, and we're going to lean heavily on those players. And we have a few players that are going to be stepping into new roles, moving up to the varsity level for the first time and learning that experience. And I think a lot of things that we did over the summer, individual skill work and some of our camps and summer league games that we played, hopefully helped with some of that development. And, you know, as with any new season, it's going to be a process of helping kids adapt and learn the pace and the strength and the speed of the game that is from moving from JV to varsity. So that's our intent.
Sounds like one of the biggest challenges starting this season is that the depth maybe is down just a little bit. You don't have quite as many girls out overall for a high school basketball. In fact, only two seniors. So I would imagine with Macy Patch and Stacy Bond, you're certainly going to expect a lot out of them, not only in terms of production, but probably in key leadership roles for the squad as well.
Yeah, for sure. They're two players. Macy's been a varsity player. This would be her third season playing on varsity, and Stacy was a huge part of our team last year. So we definitely will be leaning on those two, to provide production and leadership and a lot of the intangibles with our team, helping everyone understand our team culture. And we are down a few players this season, but you know, the players that we have, they're working hard. They're working together with each other and for each other each day, and really focusing on the process of getting better, and they know that we're not going to be a terribly deep team, but we can still find effective ways to be productive on both ends, and I think they're starting to learn how we're going to do that.
So what are you kind of looking at with this team without playing your first game yet? I guess what do you kind of feel are some of the strengths and weaknesses, or what are going to be some of the biggest challenges that your team will face here this season?
Well, some strengths that we have, I feel, is we have the ability to score around the basket. You know, we have Macy and we have Brooke Flewelling, Lindsay Wisdom. Those three players are really effective from 15 feet and in. And so we're going to have to use some of our strategy and scheme to try to get them touches in areas of the floor where they're comfortable to operate and be productive for us, either creating a play for themselves to score or for a teammate. We are a little bit thin at the guard position. There's no doubt about that. So taking care of the basketball is going to be a real key for our team this year. And it's not just the guard play. All five players on the floor are going to really have to be cognizant of helping each other to take care of the ball, working to get each other open, meeting passes, all the little things that we work on every day. So those things, along with just building our chemistry of our team, new players, new roles, new faces, and just learning each other, that's going to be a little bit of a process. So, especially early in the season, we'll be working through some of that, and looking forward to doing that with this group.
You bet. First couple out non-league games, Thursday night game moved up a night this week, Thursday home against Burlington, and then next Tuesday at ACCHS. Should be a couple pretty good games here out of the gate against some good competition. Coach, best of luck. We look forward to following you throughout the season. Thanks for your time, as always.
I appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. We'll talk boys basketball after this timeout.